How you doing today, brother?
Good, man.
How's your day today, though?
Good. Broke.
Broke?
Yeah. Niggas ain't got no bread. Butter and jelly sandwiches with ramen noodles, bro.
You suburban, Jay. Why are you trying to hear that?
No, I'm dead ass, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That shit clapped, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Your mommy went to the store?
Yeah, bro. Just take you some ramen noodles, break that bitch in half, put some jelly on one side, peanut butter on the other side, bro. That shit lit.
Wait, whoa, what?
Bro, that shit is a hood classic, what bro. I'm mean? Trying to tell you, bro.
Bro, did you ramen, peanut butter, and jelly?
Yes, bro. Don't put the packet on there, though. Don't put the packet on there. That shit nasty.
Bro, so you telling me you put ramen on peanut butter and jelly, like, with it? Like on it, like, literally.
No, like, you know, like how when it's stale, right? Before you cook it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took that shit and I ripped it in half. And then I put peanut butter on one side and then jelly on the other side. That shit clapped.
You need to be arrested.
You need to ever put...
Please.
You need to ever put...
This shit lagging please. So hard.
You need to go to jail, bro.
Who, me?
Yes.
Why?
Bro, can we arrest this man? Can
anyone arrest this man? You want to see a picture of what it looked like, bro?
No, bro, no.
Bro, that shit clapped, bro. Bro, I'm trying to tell you, bro. How your fat ass ain't never tried that shit before, bro? That shit.
No, bro. That is not even cool, bro. That's not even, bro.
Ty, look.
I know that's a bad joke, but, like, come on, my nigga. Like, bro, come on. That's a hood classic right there, my nigga.
Look, Ty.
Trying to put you in.
I've never heard or had that a day in my life, bro.
Bro, that's that prison meal like, shit. I'm telling you, bro.
The peanut butter jelly and the ramen, but bro, what together? What's wrong with you?
Yes,
bro?
My nigga.
That shit sound good. That shit sound good. But look, big game.
Oh shit!
Have y'all niggas?
Something was on fire. My fault, bro.
Made peanut butter whipped cream sandwich.
Y'all got any music?
Oh, bitch, you tripping. I need some flavor.
Y'all got any music?
Nigga said whipped cream sandwich. Oh, fuck no.
Are you tripping?
Whipped cream and peanut butter. No. Look. Noodles.
Nigga, no. But Tyler, you really is.
Look,
no, he worse than peanut butter and mayonnaise, my nigga.
No, he said whipped cream.
Mayonnaise. I said whipped cream, you tripping.
Bruh. Look. Bro, I'm telling you, try the shit, bro, and you gonna think completely different, my nigga.
Look, let me put your own some for your ramen noodles with the sauce.
Bro, it's like cup. You ever had like a rice cake, my nigga? It's like that, bro.
Who the fuck eats rice cakes, man?
It's like that, but hey, sweeter,
I'm at hit. Work, my guy.
Bro, what the?
I'm at work.
Tell your coworkers I said what's up.
How's work?
It's slow.
Still work when you get back. You breaking up.
What?
Roderick, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Roddy Rich.
What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, no.
How y'all feeling?
Cheyenne.
What?
Go back to work, Jay.
Oh my gosh, who got the music?
I am very much at work, but okay, guys, have a good night. Be safe.
They need to fire your fucking ass.
Okay, you too.
Okay. Dude.
Niggas doing podcasts at work. Your ass need to be fired.
Ain't it all?
Hey, look for ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Chicken
season, jerk season.
I ain't gonna lie, bitch. I got a blowtorch lighter and a fucking box cutter, bitch. I'm finna get the money.
Oh, he don't care. He just don't care.
What are you talking about?
It's just like the ambition before.
Ten toes down.
Who?
Hey, this is
going. How y'all boys doing today?
On Spotify.
Shit,
man, my power cut off, bro. I've been sitting in darkness. I feel like Master Uwe meditating.
That's my nigga Butter everyday life. He used to that shit.
No. I got
the nigga, you stay in the dark,
bro.
Yo ass like a bad bro.
Bro, I share.
Listen, bro, I was just playing around too, and I started clapping my hands. Black troll. I was like, what if I clap my hands like twice, see if the lights come back on? I said, and everything came back on. I was like, oh,
we got electricity. That nigga Keon was a super villain in his past life. Oh God,
I believe. Are you playing? I was probably Napoleon. I'm probably like Napoleon. I can see myself. I can see it. Oh, shit.
But Keon,
no, you know to be funny like though. You know to be funny though.
Oh my God!
Hey, Keon,
PS Plus games,
bro. Get the Dyke to join the podcast, bro.
Hey, yo,
look,
bro. That's gonna be funny as fuck, bro. We gotta ask her questions about Keon, bro. Get her to join the podcast,
bro. No, we got Dykes in.
I'm gonna text her. We should be in the next episode.
Oh, I got questions.
I got her snap.
Bro, she gonna expose the fuck out you.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
How was everybody Thanksgiving? Oh, we left. How's everybody Thanksgiving?
Man, I ate like 3 plates worth of food, and I went home. Bro, food coma.
I'm still eating no mac and cheese.
I'm black, right? You know, black parents. You eating Thanksgiving dinner for like the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We got the same mac and cheese since the day.
Tyler, you good, bro?
Hell yeah. I'm just vibing, bro.
Bro, what did you do? 5-star. This nigga changed his name.
Bro, you left to change your name to 5-star, then came back.
What was the reason?
Smack your neck for that, nigga.
No cap. These PS Plus games looking all right. I'm finna get them. Just Cause 4. Rocket Arena and Worms Rumble, we all can play in content. Download it right.
Nobody's playing that.
Man, that bootleg NBA league. Fuck out of here. And one. You the fuck know somewhere.
L-O-L.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Nigga, you just said and one, about? Nigga.
I said Rocket Arena, Worms Rumble, and Just Cause 4.
What the fuck is Worms Rumble? Let me look this up. Hold on.
It's that damn game. Like, you know how, like, I don't know how to say it, but
this game looks so stupid. This look like you would play this, Keanu. Like,
this is fun. Tripping.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, I got to play some more games. So.
Who playing music?
Roddy, what you play on?
I'm on Xbox and PC.
You down bad.
Marcus, swipe off this
listen,
shit.
You down listen, bad. Listen. The only reason the PlayStation is good because y'all got Spider-Man. That's it.
No.
Amen.
If y'all ain't have Spider-Man,
we got way more games.
That would be you.
I'm talking about
popular games. Games that people want to play. You know what I mean?
But y'all Xbox niggas gotta play. Fucking Halo on Roblox.
Nobody plays Halo.
Got
yeah, we got
Need for Speed. Y'all need
I don't care.
Forza. Get the fuck.
I don't care. We got Roblox. I don't care.
Hey, Forza kind of nah.
Forza is so garbage, man. I played that game like 3 times in my life.
Y'all niggas be toast up to y'all the Android consoles. So I don't give a fuck. Android.
I ain't got no problems with no consoles.
Y'all got
I just don't
beat
like
ass emojis too. Them bitches is not it.
I'm keep
man.
Christmas, I'm probably
only reason why I didn't get that PS4 is that controller is way too small for my big hand.
I know you
didn't
say the controller way too small.
You got so much, bro. I got 5 fingers right on each hand, right? Tell me why my ring finger and my pinky finger don't even touch the PS4 controller. What's up with that? They just be hanging there.
Nigga, y'all controller weird as fuck. As soon as you press a button on the game, your fucking 2 back buttons vibrate, and that shit don't even like no.
I mean, I don't know what's up with that. I just turn my vibrations off because it's weird. Y'all do got to get that little vibration thing y'all got going on with y'all controller. That's amazing.
Let's get it cracking.
Ain't nobody in
here. Hold on.
Everybody today. Welcome back.
Are you serious?
Bro,
fuck
bro.
Your intro, nigga. The fuck?
How y'all doing?
Nigga, we running this. This ain't
today.
Your podcast.
Welcome back to the number one podcast in the world. Teenage Black. You already know what's going on.
So.
Anyway, today we're joined by a guest that we did not have last time. My boy. my boy Tyler. What up, Ty?
What up, man?
Give him a little brief introduction. Give him a little brief introduction, dog. Give him a little brief introduction.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? My nigga, this your boy Ty, you know what I'm saying? AKA drop dick on your bitch, the DED way, you feel me? Dick on down Ty. You know what I'm talking about? AKA.
Is that legal? No, I got a lot of
names, my nigga. Fuck all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Just get the shit started, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we are also joined by Five Star, AKA.
Wait. Hold on. One more thing. That nigga kind of lonely right now. So if there's some bitches watching this, you feel me? Hit my line.
Bro, stop trying to put yourself on.
Bro, ain't you Mr. Dick on Bitches? How you gonna be Mr. Dick on Bitches?
Man, quarantine lonely. Putting a nigga on hold. You feel me? Ain't no DED special.
Now we joined by my boy Keon. He was in the last stream. Keon, let him know how you doing.
Yes, sir. But you already know. If this look, if a bad bitch trying to go see some Christmas light downtown,
Keon, shut up.
My nigga.
And the man with the plan, the genius in the making. What's up, Roddy Rich? How you doing, my boy?
Yes, sir. Told you, bro.
Roddy Rich, that's my cousin. You know, he the unfamous one. You know, I'm the more popular one.
You already know what's up. How you doing today? Give him a little brief thing. Just in case they missed out on the last episode, go watch it.
Oh yeah, that last episode was amazing. I highly recommend it. I was there. That's why I recommend it.
Of course. How y'all Thanksgiving was, boys? Let's start off with the daily topic. How y'all Thanksgiving was? What y'all did?
Actually,
I took a shit, man. I took a lot of shits.
Man, on Thanksgiving, the day before.
I ain't feel me. I took a lot of shits.
The day before, I went to Best Buy.
I was on that tub,
computer. And some racist white mofo was like, no, we out of computers. I was like, nigga, I know I just looked to my left and see y'all stocked up with the same exact computer I'm talking about. So I look at him and I look at them computers and I look at him again. I just shook my head, went to somebody else. I got the computer though, paid in cash. It was like a $300 computer.
Big stuff coming, big editing. Make sure you guys go sub to our YouTube channels, G-Core360, Playboy H Ty. Keon, I don't even know what yours is anymore, bro.
Oh, and by the way, I just got laid off by Walmart. You feel me? I got 2 Walmart box cutters, going for the 5. If you need this, hit me up. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Number. I'm trying to call me a Walmart vest.
I got Walmart vest too. Shit, I'm trying to call me one of them. Frisky, you feel me?
Y'all trying to make a Walmart heist? Oh god, bro.
I mean, it's like a 3-step. You know, Walmart don't care.
He's finna slide.
We about to scan PS5s and bananas. You know what I mean?
I tried that shit.
Tell me you just going to the back for repair or something.
I'm telling you, man, that self-check, I'll be blessing.
I ain't gonna lie, though. I couldn't keep doing that stocking shit. I was stealing all the snacks and going to the bathroom and eating that shit.
That's free food.
I know, man.
And free bathroom.
Bro, I was getting hungry, bro.
That's like a 5-star hotel. You just don't get to chill.
I'm saying. That's smart. It's real smart.
Me would have got some chicken and went in the bathroom and go ate that shit and said it fell in the toilet or something.
Joe would been fucking sleep on the toilet.
Can we talk about how employees
I wasn't cool with them niggas?
How do employees just not like take stuff? Like
them niggas took their jobs.
People that work at GameStop and stuff, how y'all not take an Xbox or PlayStation home with y'all on the low?
They get 50% discount.
No, exactly. they get to take games they just dropped, they get to try them for free. You feel me?
I'm telling you straight up, if they closing on my mama, if I okay, say Keon, lock it up. I'm giving me an Xbox. No, and a PS5. No, I'm getting 2.
Yo.
3 PS5.
Don't be flawed, my nigga. Edit this shit with great precision and accuracy so my nigga butt is stuttering. Don't be on full display, my nigga. Please, bro.
I ain't gonna lie.
I can't do that, my brother. Anyway, we got to
try to help you, brother.
All right. So the next topic we got going on, since y'all niggas just went to go talk about Best Buy and shit, we got We got
it's your Walmart, love life. Sir. Fuck you.
We got your love life. So the question, for this topic is, what did you think about your first crush? What did you like? How obsessed of your first crush?
Man, I was so happy to go to school that day. Oh my! Every day of school, every day in elementary school, I just wanted to get up.
Like my elementary, you want to school elementary, bro? We talking about like high school type shit, bro.
We talking about high school. Let me bring y'all forward then. Damn. All right, this one bitch, right? She could draw amazing at it, and she smelled good. Only problem is she had a boyfriend. But
all right.
I thought to myself, was that really a problem? Like, is that honestly a problem? You know how like food, you know, you get your main dish and you get your side dish too. I'm telling you, know, ain't nothing wrong with a little side dish. I'm saying, so you know, we in art. I'm telling you, man. Halloween happened. She dressed as a cop, right? The most sexiest cop I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, word,
man.
Man, play the she intro.
Gonna listen, and she gonna come up with me, bro. I'm drawing. I can't draw for shit though. I'm drawing my nigga Killua. I'm ass at art, and she gonna come. Imagine like somebody just like touching your back slowly, and then tick you just a little down. Man, that felt amazing. I'm a smooth dude. Yeah, that's one of them, I guess.
Okay, cool. Tyler, how was your first like in high school that you was like seeing and over? Tell us about her. So
I ain't gonna lie, man, that ass was so fat, my nigga. Oh, man, that was the highlight of my day, my nigga. Get on that bus, grab that ass,
bro.
Michael Jordan palm that bitch, both ass teeth.
Yes, sir.
My hand. What the fuck is you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Basketball. But, hello.
That bitch, she kind of broke my heart. You feel me? Like, she was doing me dirty. I wanted to walk her ass home. She talking about some law. All you want to do is fuck. So then I start going off on her. I'm like, don't nobody want to fuck your bumpy nose ass. Fuck you, bitch.
Tell the truth.
No, I swear to God, everything I love, that's what I said, bro. She stopped talking to me, bro. I tend to say what's on my mind instead of like being nice. So like this sometimes man I say fucked up shit.
Combo. Hit her with the wombo combo.
Oh yeah.
Would you actually trying to walk her home or would you
fuck? Yeah, bro, that shit hurt my heart, bro. That's why I snapped on her like that.
Mm. Like how did you know I'm trying to fuck?
Huh?
This nigga said, how you know I was trying to fuck?
Exactly. You supposed to know that. I just went off on that bitch. Fuck her.
Butter.
Hold on, my jet finna power down in a minute. Give it a minute. I'm gonna fuck you good, then I'm gonna leave. I gotta shoot moves.
Okay. Bitch tried to play me. I was broke. Now I got some money. All right, Keon. Let's get it. How you feeling? I mean, how you feel about this topic? How you feeling?
Yeah,
tell us about that.
Before, look.
All right, but let us know about
before, it. Before, it was this short bitch, right? Wait, y'all not go Hershey. Every single day, you know, I be trying to throw my fucking dog. No one trying to put some damn nasty shit. One day she said, you can stop showing all that shit because I don't fucking love because I don't fucking like you. Fucking a nigga walked off.
You like
man, bro, I swear to God, niggas turn into Captain America when they see a bad bitch in gym class. Am I wrong?
Oh, God.
It's in the jeans, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, my nigga. This one bitch came in the gym, bro. I hit the game six. LeBron, look, my nigga. I hit about three threes.
This nigga. I'm sorry, but we having a friendly game of basketball.
Oh my gosh, I be trying to murder them, kid. I'm telling you, I got six interceptions, two touchdowns, 100 rushing yards.
And I get it too. I get it.
How you know that was exactly game six? Like, I'm looking this up and I just see LeBron James staring into my eyes, bro.
That's my nigga, man. You feel me? That's what.
Oh, you down bad. I see that brother star.
Yes, sir, I'm a bronsexual.
Leave, bro. You gotta go.
He says anything for brown.
Oh, bro. Oh,
y'all trip. I think you got in this stream early, bro.
We really used to act like it was against fucking Captain America going jumping.
Oh, listen, bro. Okay, have you ever in class, bro? Have you ever thought about freezing time to go fucking a crush or something? Like, is that me? Is me?
Yes,
like,
this nigga.
Yes.
No, I'm more so thick like that when I'm in the hallway.
Nah, is it me?
Then it's like a 50-for-1 situation. You feel me? I can get like 50 of them bitches at once. You feel me?
Did y'all have like a girl for each class y'all was in? Like you had one girl for in that?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I was the only one.
Yeah.
I thought I was.
Walk up to me. Hey, Gio.
Oh, my mama body would say, "Hey, butter."
Nobody said that, nigga. Nobody said that. Nobody said that.
No, like, that bitch be like, nigga, hey,
the only niggas
saying
"Hey, butter" is the niggas that tried to clap you in the locker room, bro.
When my relationships with girls, like, for the girl that I was talking to or had a friendship in each class, was so different. Like the one in my first period, she was Latino, loud as hell. I would tell her to shut the fuck up every day inside my head because I ain't that crazy. I ain't gonna say that out loud, but I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm saying she was a hot chick.
Let me tell y'all a little story about what happened to my friend in school. So we added him to the group chat, right? To the group chat. He said the video of him with a broken arm, bro. We was like, "What's wrong with you, bro?" He's like, "Bro,
wait, what?
They clapped me in the locker room." I was like, "Bro, what?"
So we're talking about Keon right now.
I heard clap you and I heard a locker room. Those
two are not in the same.
Keon, bro, tell us what happened. Keon, wait, let Keon tell it. Keon, tell us what happened that day, please.
All right, look, so.
Hey, you better tell the truth, too.
It was after practice. It was like six and it was seven, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was all changing. Niggas get trying to fuck. Fucking pants, you just see this and shit. I'm like, bro,
you said what?
I mean, yes, exactly. Niggas be fagalicious. No, butter ain't with that, pimp. Butter ain't with that gay shit.
You let them take your ass.
Look at you. Let them tell the story, bro. Let them tell the story, bro.
I'm telling you. Jit did that. I pulled my shit up quick, turned around. I latched that nigga, the mean one, to the chest. I ain't gonna lie. After that bitch, I got right, weave, do get, and then next thing you know, I swing my arm, come out of place, shirt off.
Murphy, my nigga.
I swing my arm.
You mean to tell me
how the fuck your shirt come
big,
off?
You mean to tell me, big boy Jamar took your cheek?
They ain't even take your shit. You gave it up.
You mean to tell me the big black twin Jamar life, and Demetrius took your cheeks in the locker room?
Amen, nigga. Amen.
That nigga was Jaden. Oh my god. Bro,
no, it was I'm telling you, them niggas jumped him.
Look, I'm telling you, as soon as I came back to the field, I called him out. I targeted, I gave it up. Had him in the head, concussion. He did not get up for like a good minute. Got right back up. Fine. I say, you should never fuck my arm up, bitch.
Why would y'all do
and
that?
And that's how the butters survived his teeth getting took.
Real bro, it's dying, a man. It's a whole good story, bro. I'm not adding up. How you have on a shirt and then you throw a punch and then your shirt come off? That don't make sense, bro.
No, I'm
starting to think you took that bitch off. You voluntarily stripped for them niggas to rape you.
I think he did it slowly.
I'm telling you, I had my shoulder pads on.
Oh yeah, they turned on your song in the locker room. They turned on slow motion. Your ass got right, didn't you?
Ain't no way, bro. Them niggas walked up on you and they was saying, "Can I put my?"
You was stripping for some must. You was stripping for some must buckets. The fucking slow motion by Trey Songz.
No, ain't no way. I'm not Nick, bro. I'm Nick.
They had this nigga belly dancing to Frank Ocean.
Yeah, bro, you gotta do some explaining,
this
bro.
This nigga say belly dancing. Oh,
you gotta do some explaining, bro.
I came back. Murph talking about, bro, on my mama. Murph called me the next morning talking about, hey, you good, bro? We need to back out there as soon as possible.
Go to rehab. That nigga was just capping because you was hurt, nigga. You was Google.
Mama.
Bro, you see that reason right there. That's exactly why I can't go to prison. Oh my god. Cause I heard in prison you either taking or you doing the taking.
I ain't gonna lie, buddy. It low key sound like you faked an arm injury so it wouldn't look like you went out like a bitch. I feel it.
Man, I don't know.
Yeah, nigga, they done broke my arm, nigga. I was fighting. Them niggas did not take my ass. What are you talking about? Them niggas had to catch me.
That nigga said they had a gun too. They had guns on my chest.
I came back.
Made me take my shirt
off. That nigga twisted the whole story.
I got
Hey, when nobody was there, you can tell you. I came back
to school.
Hell yeah, that nigga said the cameras wasn't on. What are you talking about?
I see.
Cameras ain't on. You can do whatever you want.
I see straight buns. I see straight buns. I'm like, oh my gosh, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm straight. You don't know how to
be. That nigga did that just to get some hoes on. You don't know how to be. That nigga that lonely.
Oh, God.
Not a stream. Bro. See how your ass is be changing the subject so quick.
Nah, but I got this one story. The story of that FaceTime call. All
right, hold on, hold that story. Welcome everybody to the halfway point of the show, of the segment. If you made it this far,
23,
you really want to know, we're gonna be doing giveaways soon. You feel me? Make sure to go check out all our socials. What's your Insta? What's your Insta? Your
That's YouTube. True, bro. This no nigga Gio, he gave away $25 or $15 in Amazon credit, and I missed it.
Right. He's like, pay me back my goddamn 10. Bye.
Look, bro. Drop your socials, hey, bro.
Drop your socials. You feel me? I ain't giving away cards and shit, but I'm giving away dick. Ladies, hit me. Hit my line, please.
Bro, come on.
This nigga is desperate.
My Instagram is nofliesonkey. You already know how to go. Send me a card.
I actually own Instagram, so my Instagram is actually Instagram.
Make it up.
Yes, sir. You know what it is.
I'm the CEO of Instagram. My Instagram is Instagram. That's me.
Yes, sir.
Send the make
sure you
queens.
Go check out. Make sure you guys go subscribe to.
The oh YouTube yeah, follow channel. Me on the hub too. D Talk. Yes,
sir. Bro, get.
Oh, you was brave enough to make an account.
You wait. Was you serious, Tyler? Huh? Like, are you serious? Are you like that serious?
Ain't no way you made an account.
Hey, podcast hit 100K. I got one coming. What are you talking about?
Bro, you. How you gonna have a sex tape with no bitches?
Go follow me too.
Huh?
You gonna have a sex tape with no bitches.
I got a pocket pussy, bro. Shit.
This nigga. He just don't care.
Sex tape at 100K. What are you talking about?
Bro, you ain't hell, bro.
Bro, imagine actually buying one of them.
In celebration to our podcast hitting 1,000 listeners.
For real?
We dropping a special next episode. Yes, sir. Okay. Anyways, look, man. We can't do this without y'all, bro. Like, we really can't do this without y'all. Like, to the 1,000 people who listened to our last podcast, thank you guys. We really appreciate what y'all do for us. You feel me? We appreciate it. I just want to be appreciated. You know what I'm saying? Anything, help us, bro. Make sure you go sub to my YouTube channels, Jekyll360, and I have a backup channel, not Jekyll360. I'm gonna be posting some pretty exciting things on there. You know what it is. You know how I do. You know where to go.
Yes, sir.
Quick plan with the butter man. Yes, sir. All right, next topic, y'all.
I'm supposed to kill you already, know. Okay, can I, bro? Let's talk about...
No.
Let's talk about...
Yeah, no.
No, bro. No,
Keon.
Let's talk about...
Yeah,
heartbreak.
No.
Nigga.
Actually, Keon, no, I have a...
No.
I had a topic.
God, no, please.
Would you believe me if I told you I've never got my heart broken before?
You cap.
Like never. I'm normally doing the one that's doing the heartbreaking. Like, I've never been on the other side of this thing.
On the brink of death.
So you just the future. You just a future child out here on.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I see what it is, big dog.
That nigga not get attached. Had a nigga. I'm sorry. What did I do?
I could, man.
Rolling.
I remember them days where I actually used to be a love puppy. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, It used to be days where, like, a girl would leave, and I would be worried. You know what I mean? Like, she would say that she's done with me, or she ain't talking to me no more, and I would actually be worried. Nowadays, I don't even give a damn.
Girl, I just want to see a bitch face, booty, titties, and toes.
I'm saying that's all we want, bro. See, niggas is so simple, bro. But girl,
nah, bitch, I want to be held and told it's all right. I got you, young king. I got you. Raise your crying up, kid. Bro, I got you.
Call me king and shit. I would think that shit would be weird.
No, bro. My girl is not calling me king. My king. No. My girl.
Call me.
She ain't calling me king. She ain't calling me daddy. She calling me your highness. That's what she calling me.
Bro, that's weird to say, right?
Or she calling me my lord.
That's kind of fire, but that's kind of weird, my nigga.
She gonna call me my lord or your highness. When I say, hey, especially bitch, she like, yes, my lord.
That's kind of weird. I ain't gonna hold you.
Nah, see, I'm gonna have my bitch call me master. Yeah,
bro, exactly.
You gotta go, bro. Leave. Get out.
You on some slave shit. You on some plantation shit. You got
that's what a nigga Playboy Cardi doing, bro. He got himself a white hoe. Calling him massa.
Oh yeah, white hoe.
Nah, I rather hear nigga. Let's go. That sounds better.
I gotta bleep that out now. Thank you. More editing for me.
Don't bleep that out, nigga. Don't bleep that out.
You didn't hear what you just said, bro. We gonna get
all I said was nigger. What's start? Wrong with nigger?
Bro,
nigger. Nigger.
Bro, nigger. I am a nigger.
Are y'all serious, bro?
Ain't no way. It ain't funny, but it is.
Now I gotta go get editing files that bleeps out, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Add to the content, my nigga. That shit finna be fire.
Out of.
Just imagine my voice with the bleep, my nigga. That shit so hard. Nigger.
Bleep that bitch.
Oh, I
bro, help hard. Is needed, bro. You need it.
Wait,
bro.
Can I cuss, though?
Yeah.
What's the topic? What are we supposed to be talking about?
Oh yeah, yeah. Next topic before Butta started talking about whatever the hell he's talking about. I don't know what that nigga said.
But what you say?
Anyway,
ass eating.
For real? Let's talk about it.
No, please.
All right. Let's talk about it.
I don't want to talk about this topic.
Y'all eating ass?
Dick, you're a professional. Why don't you want to talk about it?
If you were,
no, I have never done that.
Sir,
can we?
You are D1,
sir.
You a D1 ass eater. Why you sir,
yes,
you certified, boy.
May you elaborate?
Yes. I don't know what they're talking about, bro.
Your you tongue looks like the back of Shaq's neck after a long game.
So I don't know what
oh, really?
About. Damn, Shaq neck.
This thing is I don't recall.
I don't know.
You ate a white can woman's y'all ass. On I'm not gonna say who it was, but you understand. Ate a white woman's ass. That's
you ate a. You get a. You got a white girl. No, never mind.
What? No, say it, cause I don't understand these.
You eating? Like you eating chocolate out of vanilla?
You got snowflake dirt on your tongue,
bro.
Black snow, bitch.
You got Neapolitan.
You got green teeth in the parlor.
Bro, no, it wasn't like that, bro. It wasn't like that, bro.
How it was then? Tell us how it went.
Oh, my God.
Crazy story. Yes, sir. How it go?
Bro. All right, look, man. Look. You know, she fresh out the shower. You feel me? You know?
Oh, okay.
You know, we had my crib. You feel me? We had my crib.
Okay.
Then she was on some. She was on some.
Okay.
You know, I was under that white spell, that coon controller, you feel me? I was under that wrap, you feel me?
And she was like, control.
I want to try something new, whatever, crap. Right? So, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was like, okay, cool. I'm trying to try. So
now you
like,
know.
She was like, we're just gonna make it up as we go, whatever. Cool. I was like, cool. So you feel me? The relationship was going good or whatever. So you feel me? Like, I'm down for whatever. So like, no butt play with this way. You're not finna take the booty. Like, no, weird shit. Like. She was like,
she's about to put a finger like, okay. Up your ass.
Right. I ain't know none of that. So she was like, okay.
Oh, hold on, pal.
Bro, can I tell my story? Stop it. So, you feel me? It's about 11:30, you know, my mom's asleep. My brother and now is tabling and shit, you know, especially their brother.
Oh, your mama home. Your mama home.
Yeah, bro.
And you just don't live
there. My mama liked her. My mama liked her. So, you know what I'm saying? So
what type of shit is that? You eating ass while your mama in the house?
Bro, bro. So you feel me? So you know, like we didn't know watching a movie or whatever. You know, we kissing the show. You know what I'm saying? You know, real lovey shit and shit. You feel me? So, you know, I get my 1-2 on. You feel me? She going crazy. She gave me that cash, but it wasn't ass cash. She just gave me that cash because it wasn't as good as I saw in the video. You feel me? She gave me that cash. No, I toes curl a bit. Hey, you know, I did the butter a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Kind of fly. You know, I was chilling. You know. Man, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm Mr. Pleaser House. So you feel me? I got into eating it, you know, snacking that shit.
Kevin Bacon.
She farted herself. This man Pac-Man the booty.
No, bro, you gotta listen. Bro.
Damn, you took a bong hit of that ass. No cap.
She farted herself.
So you feel me? I get you know the cat. You feel me? I get the taste of the Chinese cat. You feel me? You know that shit. You feel me?
Want some lean lean shit?
Is she white?
Yeah, I was mainland shit. And, you know, like, she just kept moving upwards. And I'm like, why you keep moving up? I'm like, bro, you good? Do it feel that good or whatever? So, you know, I mean, she said moving the shit. So, like, it was in the dark. And, like, I felt like a different texture, my nigga. It was like, what is this? You feel me? Like, I'm just, like, feeling all weird and shit. And the next thing I know, I look up. She looking at me. I look her ass in my face. Bro. I'm like, well, I just eat my ass. I'm like,
wait a minute. Bro. Did this nigga, wait, this nigga eat an ass on accident?
Yes. That's what I've been trying to tell these niggas all these years, bro.
Every time we talked about it, they wouldn't let me talk, so I could never tell. Nigga, that's because your story be changing all the time.
No, it didn't, bro.
One minute you never did it. The next minute, it was an accident. Then the next minute, you did it because you wanted to try something new. Stop it.
Bro, no, this is the 4-2, bro. I kept on saying I didn't do it, bro, because, I mean, ain't no reason to lie now, because you already know, so.
Yeah, the jig is up. Nigga, I knew back
then. What the fuck was you on for?
The jig is up.
Bro.
No cap.
Anyways, bro. So after that, you know, I don't even think, like, I was just like so appalled, bro. Like, I don't even think I flipped that night, bro. Like, it was just, like, did you really just have me like eat your booty? And she was just like cool with the shit. She was like smiling. I don't, like, bro, I don't understand.
She's in the front of your fucking mouth, bro. Are you playing?
Like, you ain't tasting shit in her ass.
Oh, bro, she crop dusted your ass.
Yo, that ain't even cool, bro. You like... I don't see nothing funny, bro.
Bro, you my nigga.
Keon, you laughing? That's gonna be your ass real soon.
Hey, yo. Yeah, yeah.
Yoga nasty ass. Yes, sir.
Hey, yo.
Hey, dog. Hey, look. Gee, I got one more question.
Yeah.
Was it sweaty?
What?
Don't answer that question. Don't answer
What's
that.
She sweating?
Don't,
bro. Why
don't,
did you ask me that?
Don't answer that. Some
three, 5 stars, fresh out of practice. Fucking.
Nah, fuck that. That shit probably still smell like tuna and ass.
Sir, you are not obligated to answer that question.
I don't think I would be answering that, bro. Like, why would you ask me? Was it sweaty? But, bro? Like, you yeah,
man,
you need some serious
helper
noodles, my nigga. Like, I don't know.
Man, all the questions you could ask. You could ask what type of movie they was watching. This nigga want to know what's the ass sweaty.
Hey, what movie was it? Anyway,
we was watching.
You fucked up for laughing.
I forgot what movie it was. It was a freak demon movie. That's what got us like in the mood. Like, it was crazy.
Did you say the grade, bro?
It was what?
Did you say the grade?
What grade was it?
50 Shades, nigga.
What?
He said 50 Shades of Grey.
That nigga said what grade was it?
I think it was 50 Shades, bro.
You horny freaky fuck. Calm down.
Bruh.
This nigga Todd going down.
Sir, I know you ain't talking. Nigga, you sell freak paragraphs for a living.
Free, bro. Yes, bro.
You need one?
I'm going to add you to our other group chat, bro. Because, bro, this nigga Keon, bro.
What type of hobby? This nigga sell
freak paragraphs.
For a little,
hey. If I don't know you, I'm selling for $5 a word, so I'm gonna make $100.
Nigga, who you think you is, J. Cole?
Oh God, nigga, the fuck? Them be an album, the fuck?
You know what I could buy $5 per word? You know how many Arizonas that is?
Yo, thirsty ass. Look, began yesterday. So the girl said, let me read it right. She said, send that to me. I'ma need that. And like, am I like?
Oh yeah, she did that for somebody else. My God, not you.
Oh God, I'm like, it's and like, I changed a lot. Like I edited. It took some time to edit that bitch. She's talking about it for that.
No, I don't need one.
Wait, well, yeah, Keon, how long does it take you to write one free paragraph?
Here's a song I use. Y'all gonna laugh at
it. It's a song you use. I said, how long does it take you to write one of those?
I ain't gonna lie. How long we got, bro? My fucking durag on too tight, bro. I feel like I'm finna pass out.
Drink water.
It hit me, bro. It take me like 5 minutes.
It take me 5 minutes. You good?
Oh, nigga, my durag going too tight. Give me a minute.
Take that shit out.
I gotta loosen this bitch. Hold on, bro. I'm finna die.
Nah, I think it's real shit though. Bro, I'm telling you, she gave me that damn. She gave me the.
She oh yeah, that shit still on your mind, ain't it? You can't even talk. Like,
on my mama, boy. On my mama, she had put her fucking hand on my leg, and my nigga heart skipped the beat. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh yeah, bro was screaming.
Nigga, it's a hand on the leg.
My mama in my head.
Oh yeah, don't in forget about the boy, y'all. Like, fuck is you talking about?
Wait, what? Oh yeah. I think you said it maybe go boy. This nigga
changed himself. Hey, hold on. If we was in school, bro, I would have brought that bitch back. I'm saying straight up.
Bro, be one of them niggas. Back. Don't be one of them niggas.
Why school stopping you, nigga? It's a bathroom.
I'm sorry.
If there's a will, there's a way. Go break that bitch.
God, pull
back.
A G up, my nigga. He was finna do the same. Shit.
Who, me?
Yeah. You got. What
I'll say?
You trying to clap that one bitch in the bathroom.
Who?
I forgot her name, but.
I don't remember this. I don't remember this, bro.
You said what?
What was this?
You went to my school.
Jimmy Neutron. Think.
Oh, bro. I was, bro.
That boy was starving.
I'm going to keep it. But we got this big-ass theater, too, that nobody be in. I don't
know. You know them creepy white band kids being there, bro. Them niggas be like,
I be feeling like they be wanting to tell me.
A white nigga named Bob finna pop out the rafters with a shotgun and pop your dumb ass.
Say boo, nigga.
Exactly. Say boo, nigga, and get done for.
Stop fucking in the auditorium, dude. It's not cool, man.
Any last words? What are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm about the bus. I'm telling you, if those my last person, I want to go out like a beast. Like, I want to go out like on some Vin Diesel shit, you feel me? Ride for that fight.
Nigga, Vin Diesel is alive.
No, I'm saying, like, I want to go out like Vin Diesel, you feel me? Like, right through that fire. Just slide in one day.
Oh, you talking about guns blazing.
Guns blazing. I'll say GTA. Matter of fact, GTA, anybody? Toe tag?
No.
Damn.
You tripping, dog. You tripping,
where the crickets
bro.
At?
Honestly.
I'm going to add them. All right, no, seriously. On the side note, thank y'all for joining. Tyler got to take off this tight durag, so I'm trying to wrap it up.
No, I've been listening to my shit, but thank you, my nigga. You're a real nigga.
You know, yes, I was looking at you, family. But, look, man. Thank y'all. We mean it. Like, seriously. Y'all keep running that shit up with your friends, you feel me?
Definitely.
Like, y'all see we be talking about some funny junk on here, bro. And then once we got more people in here, you know, you already know he's finna be.
And y'all, we cannot be taking this long to post my podcast. We gotta do way.
Oh yeah, my bad.
We gotta be consistent, like
down bad, bro.
Every week.
It's been weeks since we did our first one.
It's been months.
Let's try to not do that again.
Yes, sir.
We gonna try to have more people on here. Hopefully,
yes, sir. Yes,
Jeremy
sir.
Jeremy placed the bitch through the mattress, tied in the guess. Building. You feel me? Yes, sir.
It's the boy Butterball 1K, man.
Can't
German suplex the bitch through the mattress, tie in the building. Fuck you, tough.
Suplex the bitch through
the mattress. Why are you German suplex the whole to a mattress?
You know what I'm saying? Triple threat, nigga. It's WrestleMania and this bitch every time. Yes, sir.
This nigga.
So you telling me when you're having sex? It's
hell yeah, put that bitch in the ankle lock, all type of shit. Yes, sir. Bitch, I'm Kurt Angle.
It's the dead.
I don't think Kurt Angle did that stuff.
Yes, he did do the ankle lock and the German suplex, man. Nigga. I watch wrestling, nigga. I'm a wrestling connoisseur, nigga. I know that shit. Don't try.
You right.
He be fucking the fuck out of niggas. He
nigga, that was his finisher. Like, that nigga was breaking niggas' ankles in half. What is you talking about?
Yeah. Like, imagine you just getting, getting like fucking slamming your shit.
Oh God, a bald white man who drink milk breaking your fucking ankle. That shit sad.
You can't do nothing.
That sounds dangerous.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. But thank y'all for joining. Yeah, Ty yeah. Signing out, you feel me? Butterball, say what's up. Say little goodbyes, you feel me? Roddy Rich in the building. You already know.
What the fuck is you talking Roddy. About?
I was waiting on it. I was on my mama. I was waiting on it, bro. I was waiting on him to do the curse. They laugh. I mean, what's his name? The,
Oh, no, I ain't hit that shit. I hit it, though. You feel me?
hit it. Yeah, but thank y'all for joining your family. Please, if you think you a decent looking girl, you feel me? Hit up Tyler, bro. He down there, bro. You feel me? You look like a, you know, he don't discriminate. You feel me?
Sir, cacti dick. I know you don't discriminate. You feel me? Sir, I just need.
As long as you ain't, you know, plus size.
Oh God, we're all set.
I don't want to be disrespectful.
Before we leave, would y'all fuck a blonde bitch?
What, bro?
Yes,
what?
Sir.
Yo,
a hand job is probably hit different.
I return.
Just in the stream, bro. I ain't mean to say that.
Roger, no, what did you say? What did he say?
He was talking about getting that guac box by a sign going with your girl.
Oh, you fucking nasty.
Bro, that shit probably hit, though. You feel me?
That's that. You know what I'm that's saying? That blind ass.
Imagine that but in sign language, my nigga.
That's that blind ass cash right there.
Oh, bro.
Okay. He might be on something.
Exactly. The hand gestures is on.
Yo.
All right, we got to scatter. We got to scatter after that shit.
Yeah, but we got
you got that Helen Keller player bill, my nigga. Hit my DM, yes, sir.
I'm in it.
I don't know how you go
thank
do
y'all
it.
Thank y'all for doing it. Thank y'all for doing it.